Big ending. Oh, happy day. That is Lauren L. Harris here in the archives. And the song that got him down the road, got him out from behind the drum kit and up to the microphone. And Lauren L., our special guest here in the archives tonight. And Lauren L., before doing that song, we were talking a bit about the band First Gear you were in. How did First Gear come to the attention of Murr Records?
Well, you know, they were looking for just such an animal as that, you know. And we auditioned for them. They wanted to do a project. That would have been a contact made by Thurlow, who was, you know, pretty in with that crowd at those days. It certainly wasn't us. But we were making some noise, and people liked the band, and we enjoyed it, and they wanted to record it, so we did it.
Now, where did you guys, I mean, well, before I ask you this, let me throw a track here for you. Most folks probably aren't familiar with First Gear, and like I didn't know that you played drums until I started researching you tonight. So when's the last time you pulled out your drum kit? I'm curious.
It has been forever, you know. and when I got to tell you, when I was going to in high school, I was playing in the marching band. I played sax as well, but I played drums. And MacArthur got a teacher for me from Center College, which is in Danville, and he said, "If I get you a teacher, will you practice?" And boy, did I practice all the time. It was about that time that my dad figured out that he needed an office out back somewhere, because we were making so much noise, but he didn't want me to stop, but I played. That's what I wanted to do. The last time I touched any sticks or anything, my daughter plays, and she was playing in the high school band. And every once in a while, there'd be some rudimental thing that they were doing, and I would help her with that. But as far as sitting down and wanting to go play and have a, you know, play with a band or anything like that, when I started singing and when it became more than just making noise, when it became more than singing, when I really felt that God was saying something through these lyrics and through this music, you know, I just don't think about them anymore.
Do you even still have a drum kit?
Absolutely not. There's not one in this house. Miss Mitzi would not allow it.
Well, Lardell,
that would not be a thing that would be popular here. I won't even tell her you ask me.
Okay, well, yeah, keep me on her good side, okay?
That's right.
Well, Lardell, for folks who aren't familiar with First Gear, I got a track queued up here from First Gear. I've queued up Do You Like the Sound of the Music? Can you give us any background or anything for this track?
Man, I don't even know what that sounds like. Do you know?
well, here.
You know how, well, I've had a few naps since that thing came out. You know, I have no idea what that is.
Well, here, you can catch it with the rest of us. This is this is Lauren L. Harris going back to his First Gear days, 1974 track, as a matter of fact. This is called Do You Like the Sound of Our Music, and it's from
the
archives.
You will all forgive us for doing this, okay?
Yeah, well, here we go. First Gear from the archives.